puck right when he's going to fire. No penalty being called. Clean play as Minnesota tries to chip it up to neutral ice, which they do. Raffert gets there first. Helped out by Cooper. And that is going to be whistled for an icing. Again, as I said, there's three of these Squatch players going to the All-Star game, along with one of them from Rapids. Again, Caden Schweitzer, he's an All-Star. Done for the Squatch. Bonifay, Bowden, and Bennett all going along as, I believe, the Minnesota coach. He's also going to be one of the coaches on that Midwest, North, and Great Lakes team. They combined the three divisions. So that should be pretty cool to see. If anyone gets a chance to see it, go over there or watch it on Flow Hockey or however they go to do it. It's good to see this division being represented so well on the national level. There was a faceoff to the blocker side of Shaw, and that's won by Rapids. Puck sent out neutral ice, now picked up by the Squatch. Kerr brings it up the far side. A little collision there. McNeish with I believe that's Breisland. Breisland up to Tudich. Tudich and McNeish both giving chase. McNeish gets to the puck first. Battle in the corner. Whoa. River Kings players goes down. I believe that was McNeish as he gets back up. No injury, just got knocked down. As now Minnesota breaks into the zone. A little bit of fancy footwork and passing there on the corner. Set up. Kerr from the circle. Shot way high of the mark as that was just going up, and higher. Bounce off the glass. Picked up by Minnesota. As we have Kolesov with the puck, sent it back down to the far end, and then that's followed up by a big rebound there by Shaw. Tudich being flanked by Bulldog, break into the zone, centering pass, as Denti was not able to get there to get a shot. Minnesota's defense is doing a good job in making the Rapids attack delay its passes. Try to get something in the slot, turned away by the defense. As Denti gets a puck poked away, there's a big collision in the corner. The official got wrapped up in that as we still play on. That's Gould sends a puck up, neutral ice, picked up by Schweitzer. Rapids has to wait, and they do. Caden Garcia sends it back up. Denti lifts it up into the in the offensive zone as Rapids gets a little bit of line change, as is Minnesota. Puck goes loose behind the Rapids goal. Bulldog battling in there. Minnesota bench wanted a hold, not going to happen. Officials let him play on. Puck is loose at the circle. Ilian pass up to Schweitzer. Schweitzer coming up. Goes center. Gets puck pushed away. Back up to center ice. Schneider battling over there. Ellingson. Cross ice pass. Sinclair. Bulldog has it. He's flanked by Atkins. Sends it down into the Minnesota end. 12:46 to go in the second period. Play on. Garcia collision on the far side. Beauchamp. He's getting in there along with Sinclair. Collision by both of those guys at the far corner. Battling for it. Two River Kings, two Squatch players. Puck chips loose. Atkins has it. Flanked by Diamond and Ilian. Centering pass to Diamond from Atkins. Can't hold on to it. Minnesota gets there first. Sinclair, he gets hit hard on the opposite side by Beauchamp. And there is going to be a penalty coming as Rapids touches up by Lutflin. And we got a stoppage of play. Rapids will be going to the penalty box. I believe that will be big number five, Xavier Beauchamp, and we'll wait the official call 2 minutes for interference. So it was better than a charging or a boarding call, but still a penalty nonetheless, as we are at 6:45 time of the penalty. It should be 7, I should say. Yep, 7:45. As power play comes up yet again for the Minnesota Squatch.
Yeah, there's a lot of penalties being taken by the River Kings, and it's obviously affecting them, and it affected them in the first period as well.
That face-off to the glove side of Shaw, picked up by Bowden. Shot way high of the mark. Rapids trying to clear it out. It's loose. Backhanded by Tudich. Out of the zone. Minnesota will have to regroup. 12 minutes to go in the second period. Just about reaching official halftime as Schneider takes near side, skates round the goal, looking for his teammates to get in position. And there's Bowden, high slot, back down to Schneider. Schneider back to Bowden, shot, That's turned away by the defense. Rapids trying to clear it, and they do. Rapids kills off another few moments of this penalty for the Squatch. Bowden pass up ahead to Schneider. Bonifay out there. Same with Cybulski. Erickson stops, spins. Rapids trying to get in there and send that puck out, and they do. Minute left on the skater advantage for the Squatch. Leading Rapids 3-1, 11:14 left to go in the second period. Raffert tying up the puck, far corner, gets loose, and he can't quite get it out, gets caught in the pads of Ellingson. Puck is still loose. Obstfelder, he backhands it out of the zone. 45 seconds to go on the skater advantage for Minnesota. Rapids doing a very, very good job in battling on the skater disadvantage as they're killing this penalty with 30 seconds to go. 10:48 left to go in the second period. Minnesota carrying it into the zone. Schneider goes up Garcia, gets around Garcia, shot. Top shelf goal! Minnesota gets their second power play goal of the night as they go up 4-1 over the River Kings. 9:20, time of the goal. I'm going to wait for, I believe that was Schneider. We'll get the replay going here and take a look. That was near side as he was able to get around Garcia. Garcia got turned around, shot from the bottom of the circle, top shelf over the glove of Shaw. And that's how Minnesota got their fourth goal. And that's how Minnesota is up 4-1 over the River Kings. Not exactly the outing Rapids wants. They still got plenty of time, but they've got to start playing, I'm sure Coach Peckman would say, smarter, stop taking the penalties. Schneider with the goal. And with Kerr Cybulski. Cybulski with the assist. Kerr and Cybulski with the assist. Schneider with the goal. 9:20 was the time of the goal as Rapids has a puck down deep into the Minnesota zone, but they can't quite come up with it to get a scoring opportunity. 10:04 left to go in the second period. Puck squirts down, length of the ice. Bulldogs getting their first. No icing as we've officially passed halftime of the game. Anderson picks up the puck. Rapids seems to be playing a little bit, little flat-footed right now as Anderson goes down. And Rapids will be going up on the skater advantage here as there's a delayed penalty coming up against Minnesota. I believe that will be a tripping penalty, if I had to guess. So we will see here in a moment what the officiating crew wants to call. It is a trip, and that's coming up against Grant O'Connor. So Rapids right back at it with a power play opportunity of their own. 10:19, time of the penalty. So Rapids, they have an opportunity to get one right back and make it a two-goal lead yet again for the Squatch with the power play. Face-off coming to the glove side of Bennett. Puck is loose. No one has it yet. Minnesota does, and they send it the length of the ice in on goal. So Shaw has to play it. Chips it over to Anderson, who stops. Sends it behind the goal. Picked up by Obstfelder. Sinclair giving a little bit of pressure. It's kind of a 1-2-1 check as Anderson gets it into the zone. Minnesota sends it right back out. Obstfelder picks it up center ice. Carries it in. Can't quite get around the defense. Puck is loose, and it gets sent the length of the ice yet again as Rapids is having a very difficult time trying to set up their power play against the Squatch here. 9 minutes left to go in the second period. Rapids trailing 4-1. Not a situation they've been in well over a month. As Schweitzer has the puck right about the circles. It's pushed wide. Stop, spins, all strand, near side. Cross away to Bulldog. Or Raffert, excuse me. Raffert back to all strand. Shot high. Sent back up into the netting by the blocker of Bennett. We got a stoppage. 8:42 left to go in the second period. Minute two left to go on the skater advantage. Minnesota leads 4-1 over the River Kings. Talk about how crucial this power play situation is for the River Kings there, Aiden.
Yeah, this is huge. I mean, we're down by three right now, so if we can capitalize on this one and somehow break through Brennan, it'd be really good.
Face-off coming to the blocker side of Bennett. Picked up by Minnesota. Dente trying to hold his own, and he couldn't quite hold it. as Rapids has to regroup, get back on sides. Bulldog, near side. Stop, spins, trying to get it back out. Raffert waiting on the wings. Puck is loose, and it's a race for it, folks. Bonifay, Denti. Denti got there first. Raffert stops as Bonifay's trying to block off that passing lane. And out there first, that would be Ellingson giving pressure as Minnesota ties it up in the corner with about 30 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. Rapids not looking like they're on the power play at the moment as Atkins has the puck as the two players are tied up in the corner. And we got a whistle as Raffert was knocked down. Ellingson was standing over him. I think it was just a matter of trying to get the stick out. He wasn't trying to punch him or anything like that. They just got tied up. So I think what they're going to do is do a matching penalty here. Rough and a hold for both of these players. It's Raffert saying, hey, I was knocked down. He was standing over me, hit me in the back of the head. Why am I being sent here? But that's what we're sitting at as Minnesota and Rapids have a matching penalty as Ellingson goes in for a hold. Then Raffert, double checking. Yep, that was Raffert. He's going in for a rough. So 12:04 times the penalty, matching penalties. And that's a hold against Ellingson. So we're trying to decide if we're still playing 5-on-5 or it's going to be 4-on-5 or what's going on. As we have 7:56 left to go in the second period. Minnesota up 4-1 over the River Kings. 15 seconds left on skater advantage. Faceoff is won by Rapids, and officiating crew did not see a potential penalty on that. The crowd sure did. They were wondering where the tripping was as puck is sent way out of play. Wasn't quite up here to knock me out of the game, but it was on target, though, I'll tell you that. I was wondering where my blocker or glove was. Carl, you're slow. Sorry, buddy. Carly had a good save the last game, so he got to do that to you. As we get another stop at 7:43 to go, second period. 2 seconds left to go on the skater advantage for Rapids. Not really seeing a very aggressive power play out of Rapids on that particular penalty, but that's something to say about Minnesota as they were really aggressive and would not let Rapids get set up in what they wanted to do. As we are back to even hockey, 5-on-5, 7.5 to go, second period. As Rapids has the puck inside the blue line, Beauchamp tries to send it down, backhands it down to Tutich. Tutich battling there, he sends it around, back behind the goal. As Breisland gets there first, picks it up, can't get enough on that as a pass. As Beauchamp poke checks away, he is successful as McLeod gets hit in the corner, picked up by Tutich. Tutich behind the cage, comes up using his speed, far side, chips up ahead to McNeish. Breisland flanked with Tutich. McNeish carries it in, tried to hit back to Tutich. He was in front of the play as Minnesota now brings it back the other way. 6:50 to go. Shot right in the belly of Shaw. We get a stoppage. 6:46 left to go. Second period. Rapids trailing 4-1 to the Squatch.
Yeah, as we saw here, Deacon Shaw has had one night. He's been faced a lot of shots, but he's put up a fight in the net.
Yeah, I mean, those first two goals, the first one, I don't blame him at all with that turnover right at the top of the crease. That second one, good shot. I don't know how it got through because he had that corner sealed, I thought. But it got right through there, and that's how you got the first two. As we play on with the puck lifted to neutral ice by Bulldog. Allstrand, near side, picks it up. Centering attempt gets lifted just over the crossbar. As Rapids trying to hold the zone, Bulldog in there. Anderson, he picks it up, stops, spins, trying to get back in front of the net. Bulldog, slap shot, turned away by the defense in the slot. Nearly a hold there that's not called as the stick was tied up in the stick and the gloves of the Minnesota defender, but we play on. The officiating crew doing a pretty good job letting them play on. as Allstrand picks it up into the zone, tries to hit Absfelder, bouncy puck in on Bennett, and he gloves it. Another stoppage, 6:04 left to go in the second period. It's you either get a million whistles and a million stoppages and there's no way to get in the flow of the game, or they just don't blow the whistle unless it's something totally obvious, and that's kind of the crew that we have tonight. And that's, in my opinion, that's very appreciated, as I like watching a hockey game. So instead of watching the officials say, you did this, you did that, so we have a face-off coming that's to the blocker side of Bennett in there for the River Kings. Is Absfelder facing off. I believe that's against Sinclair. Face off. There it is. It's won by Rapids Bulldog. He gets it, sends it back into the corner. Wising gets there first for the Squatch. Tied up in the corner. No one really moving around. Allstrand in there. Battling around. Picked up. Absfelder. Center attempt to Anderson. Can't get there. Garcia looking to hold the blue line. Puck sent around the far side. Bulldog, he gets there first to try to hold that center ice. He stops and spins. Puck is still loose, and he throws it into the far corner. 5.5 to go as a couple River Kings players looking to get off the ice and get a couple moments rest. Puck sent up length of the ice, and that was going to be called an icing against Minnesota. 5:23 to go in the second period. Rapids trailing 4-1. Just a 16-13 shot advantage for Minnesota, as they have scored twice here in the second period. One on the power play. There's Rapids. They have just one goal. That was Schweitzer just 22 seconds in. That's about 30 seconds later. Minnesota got it back. Diamond in with the faceoff. Sinclair's being said, get the heck out of here. Encroaching a little bit as Kolsov comes in. And then we get back to Sinclair. Not sure what that was about, but Diamond gets the puck out, but goes right to Schneider on the far side. Schneider dumps it in. Minnesota with a line change. As we play on, puck is behind the goal. Lutfulin giving chase up to Ilian. Ilian tried to hit Atkins a little bit behind him. Atkins picks it up. Gets it up into the zone. Hits into the corner. He's battling for it. Gets sent all the way around. Lutfulin gets there first. Minnesota then picks it up and lifts it up center ice and into the Rapid zone. Under 5 minutes to go, and we get another stoppage. Icing, 4:50 to go in the second period. Rapids still trailing 4-1 to Minnesota. Time keeps ticking through this second period as Minnesota, as I said, holding a 4-1 advantage. 4:50 to go in the second period. Minnesota still holding a 16-13 shot advantage as Minnesota comes away with that faceoff just to the blocker side of Bennett. Rapids ties it up in the corner. Now they have to try to keep zone. They cannot, so the Rapids has to reset. Erickson back behind the goal. Rapids can't quite hold the zone. Plank tries to send it up to Schneider. Schneider up against Beauchamp. Beauchamp with a good poke check. He will play it up in the corner. Sinclair in there. Back out to the point. Nelson. Nelson cross-ice pass. Shot from the circle wide of the mark by Erickson. Big collision in the corner. Rapids clears it out of the zone. Up off the fireboards. Picked up there by Erickson. Erickson near side. As he passes it up ahead to Nelson. Now we've got a whistle. As there will be a face-off at neutral ice. 3:49 to go in this second period. 4-1. Minnesota. This battle between top ranking teams in the North Division. Both teams sitting with 48 points, and both teams really need these two games. A split, maybe, arguably, maybe helps Minnesota a little more. But there's still a lot of hockey to be played. About a month to go, maybe a month and a half. As Rapids wins a faceoff at center ice. Denti carries it up, looking to hit Tudich as he goes behind the cage. That's picked up by Minnesota, trying to clear the zone. A lot of collisions in that corner. Schweitzer walking it up. Center attempt just wide by Denti. He had an opportunity, just couldn't get enough of a stick on it. Denti keeps it in the zone. And he gets his pocket picked by Plank, but he holds his own yet. Cross the ice pass to Tunici. Whiffs on that shot. Has to send it around the boards. As Denti's being pushed up against the boards by Erickson. Garcia tries to hold the zone. He cannot. Picked up by Rafford at center ice, and he sends it right back down. 3:17 to go the second period. Rapids trailing 4-1. Tudic up to the point by Garcia, and he can't hold it. Ellingson, he gets behind the defense. Rafford trying to get there close. Shot. Big glove save by Shaw. And that keeps that deficit where it is. 3:04 left to go in this second period. Minnesota keeps that score. Well, Shaw keeps that score. 4-1, Minnesota advantage. So Shaw, he might be arguably having his toughest night of the season, but he was still ready for that save with his big left glove. As we inch closer to that second intermission, 3:04 left to go. Zanderson comes onto the ice as we have a faceoff coming to the blocker side of Shaw. Won by Rapids. Allstrand carries it up the far boards. Gets into the zone. Shot wide of the mark. Pushed wide by the defense. Puck is loose behind the goal. Anderson. Allstrand battling for it. Can't quite pick up the numbers of the squatch. They're in it, tying it up. Precious seconds are ticking off the clock. Not a delay tactic. Just both teams fighting for it. Just can't quite get it out of there as Anderson goes down. Allstrand still fighting for it. Minnesota tying it up, and finally squirts out of there. That Minnesota back on the attack. Ellingson tries to get around Breisland. Ellingson still holds the zone, and they send it back down behind the goal. Picked up by Anderson. Hopsfelder and Anderson back there. Anderson gets the puck. Can't quite get to it. Now he does. Pass up ahead to Breisland. Backhand pass to Allstrand. Picked up by Hopsfelder. Hopsfelder near side. Stops the circle, spins, pass, shot, wide of the mark. That's picked up, I believe, by the stick of Bennett. And this big stick save, no pun intended, as the puck is now neutral ice. Under 2 minutes to go in the second period. Minnesota up 4-1 over Rapids. 1:50 exactly to go. Minnesota trying to get something set up here as Anderson holds his own, has to wait for his teammates to get onside. Breisland up to Diamond. Diamond takes the far side. He's got two squats right on him. Ilian can't hold the zone. As it's still Bonifé, he sends the puck down deep. Beauchamp, back pass to Breisland. Collision in the corner behind the play, and it's lifted up. Wiesen going for it, and there's an icing. So we get a stoppage. 1:22 left to go in the second period. 4-1. Minnesota over Rapids, holding a 17-13 shot advantage. Rapids only three shots on goal this period, which might, as far as I know, that could be a season low in a period. I have not seen that, at least here in Wisconsin Rapids. Could have happened at some of the national tournaments. But I digress. We play on. 1:22. Face off to the blocker side of Shaw. Picked up by Rapids. That is Breisland. Bumps it up. Center ice. Atkins battling for it. Picked up by Diamond. Flips up into the zone. Diamond giving chase. Ilian trailing. Atkins on the far side. Dump pass back behind the goal as we have 1 minute remaining in the period. 1 minute as we look to conclude the second period. Minnesota up 4-1. Minnesota picks up the puck, sends it up, tried to get out of the zone as they cannot. Atkins holds the zone. He's trying to center it, tied up by the Minnesota defense. Puck bounces right in front of the goal. It's loose. Sends back into the corners. Minnesota, 41 seconds left to go in the period. Breisland picks it up, center ice, trying to get around Bjork. Sends it up. Atkins to Diamond. Atkins flanked by Diamond. Atkins brings it up into the zone, under 30 seconds to go in the period. Ilian waiting for a pass on the doorstep. Now he's playing a little more defense as he tries to center it. Puck is loose, tied up in the corner, 17 seconds to go. Diamond trying to get that puck loose, 13 seconds. Minnesota probably just looking to tie it up there for the last 10 seconds to go. Puck squirts loose, held in by Beauchamp. Minnesota has a chance here, 4 seconds. Thompson with it, Breisland pokes it loose, and there is your horn. Defensive play of the game by my estimation by Breisland as he keeps a breakout goal potentially out of the net. So with that, we played two periods where Minnesota, they hold a 4-1 advantage as it Rapids, they got things started 22 seconds into that period. Schweitzer
with assist to Tudic and Beauchamp. Then, about 30 seconds later, Koleslav with an assist to Bonifay. That got that goal right back. And then the second power play goal of the contest for the Squatch, Schneider with assists to from Kerr and Cybulski, as that's how we sit here in the end of the second period. Shots, they sit now in the favor of the Squatch, 17-13, as Bennett, as Anion Bennett, he made 3-for-3 stops on that period, while Shaw, he stopped 5-of-7 for 15 in the game to this point. So with that, we're going to play a couple games, get a new sheet of ice, and we'll be back here for what I anticipate a very exciting conclusion here at the Southwood County Recreation Center, where
as
the Minnesota Squatch lead 4-1.
The team at
so keep tuned here on Bull Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI.
This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids, 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Wiscountry, 105.5 WIRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM, and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, highs to the mid-20s. Flurries wrap up Sunday, becoming breezy and colder. High early in the day in the upper 20s, then temps falling. And even colder for Monday and Tuesday. Currently, it's 26.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I my baby's a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my day.
part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Where I harvest what I plant, this is my dirt. Where I raise my babies, this is my dirt.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
How far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
For two night stays, checking in and out, meeting strangers in the lobby, waking up and leaving town the next day. But love ain't. And whiskey's poured for when you're bored and alone on Friday night, when you wanna lose yourself and need a place to hide from all the pain. But love ain't. Love ain't. Song it was written just to try and get your heart to break. But love ain't. Love ain't you on a sidewalk in your new dress all alone. Love ain't you calling me 'cause he ain't picking up his phone. The way you're talking sounds like he's somebody you should hate. I mean, I know what love is, girl, but I know what love ain't. Come on, but let me show you what he can't, 'cause he can only show you what love ain't.
Like we're always running, rolling through the motions every day. I could lean in to hold you, or act like I don't even know you. Seems like you could care less either way. What happened to that girl I used to know? I just want us back to the way we were before. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Baby, do I? Remember when we didn't have nothing but a perfect, simple kind of loving? Baby, those sure were the days. There was a time our love ran wild and free.
the side of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Take your breath away, light up a spark way down deep. Baby, do I?
We are back here.
Do I turn you on and on when I kiss you, baby? Does it start me wanting you, drive you crazy? Do I have your love?
And to this point, that's been all Squatch as they hold a 4-1 lead over the River Kings as they scored twice in the first period, back-to-back Ellingson goals right in the middle of the period, one on the power play. And then Rapids, they started fast in that second period, just 22 seconds in, Schweitzer with a goal. But then Minnesota answered, Koslov, about 30 seconds later at the 52nd mark, and then Schneider. He got it on the scoring with a goal at 9:20 on the second power play goal of the game. That's really been the tale here is, even though teams are about even in penalties now, Rapids, they just have been allowing power play goals. To this point, 17 shots on goal for Minnesota, 13 for Rapids, as Shaw has stopped 15 of 17 shots, and Anyan Bennett having a heck of a night, as he has stopped all 13 shots faced, and some of those shots point blank and rebounds, and he's been standing tall on all but one. So he's got one. He's got two saves in that second period, not three for three. So just about ready for that puck drop. Aiden, what do you do?
Yeah, so it's obviously a difficult situation to be in for the River Kings, but if you keep coming out hard, fast, and physical, and getting those pucks deep in the net, they should be able to break Bennett with some more.
Again, Rapids, they are going from my left to the right as Minnesota defends that goal. And Minnesota going from my right to the left and shot in a goal. And that's a 4-goal lead for the Squatch as they took the far board shot. I believe that went 5-hole on Shaw. And this is really sliding in the way of Minnesota. Sinclair on that goal. It was really kind of a bad turnover for Rapids. Picked up the puck right about the blue line. Everything onside. I don't think that'll be an assist, but shot 5-hole into the back of the net, and it is now a 5-1 hockey game and benefit of Minnesota. 16 seconds into the period. And Minnesota added another. Sinclair on the goal. Ellingson on the assist. And Bowden, as Rapids has an opportunity, loose puck in the crease, can't nail it home as we've got a booking penalty coming up against the Squatch. Rapids had an opportunity. They were crashing hard to the net. Rebound sitting there right in the slot, right in the crease, and it gets turned away. The Rapids now an opportunity as Wisen goes to the bench, then to the penalty box for a hooking penalty. And that's just 38 seconds in. So Rapids has an opportunity to answer back with a power play here. We still have 19:22 to go. Minnesota looking to hold on here as they got a 4-goal lead with 19 and a half to play. Obstafelder gets that puck as Rapids wins a faceoff, and it's controlled by the River Kings, sent back down. There will be a high stick up against Rapids. Stoppage of play, 19:13 left to go in the contest. 1:51 set to go on the skater advantage for the River Kings. A little conversation about where should that faceoff be, and that'll be in the Rapids zone, as it should be. As we have a face-off to the blocker side of Shaw coming up. Obstfelder wins the faceoff. Rapids controls it behind the goal. Anderson over to Obstfelder, part of the Euro line. Drop back to Anderson. Anderson, far side, brings it up, breaks into the zone. Tudic, Allstrand there, tried to drop that pass back, and no one was home. Sat in some little bit of sticky ice there after the resurfacing, sent the length of the ice by Minnesota, picked up by Obstfelder. Center ice, hit Allstrand near side. Allstrand breaks it into the zone. Centering attempt to Anderson. Can't quite get a stick on it. Skates back, high slot shot. Big rebound off the leg pad by Bennett. Shot, Obstfelder, defenseman stopped that with his shin guard. Big pop on that. Centering attempt, Allstrand can't quite get there. It was left a little short of the circle. Backhand pass around, Schweitzer, thinking slot, thinks better of it. Anderson stops, back to Schweitzer. Schweitzer to Anderson. Anderson, Obstfelder, high slot, back to the circle, Allstrand. Shot, that's turned away as we got a whistle as the net pops off its moorings. That's fortunately a common occurrence here at Southwood County. And not just in USPHL play, WIA play as well. Happens quite a bit. Many ways to secure the net on the goal line. Rapids is one that obviously pops off a little bit, but understandable with all the youth level games that go here. Don't want to stay in there and someone skating into it and getting hurt at the youth level. As we have a face-off coming, 18-10 left to go in the contest, 48 seconds left to go on the skater advantage for Rapids. Trailing 5-1 to the Squatch. And face-off controlled by Minnesota as they try to clear the zone, tying up the puck, and they get it out neutral ice. Anderson's first one to it. As Obstfelder takes it back. Anderson up ahead to Allstrand. Allstrand leaves it to Tudic. Obstfelder picks it up, back to Tudic. Over to Obstfelder. Takes to the circle, drop pass to Anderson. Cross away near side, Allstrand. Allstrand cross. Big movement for the puck right now. Allstrand, high circle. As Tudic shot, big glove save by Bennett. 11 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. 17-33 to go in the contest.
Yeah, that's something we've seen a lot tonight is Bennett flashing that right glove side a lot.
He's definitely living up to the billing as one of the top goalies in the league tonight as he's made 16 saves on 17 shots. 11 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. Look, puck is loose, picked up by Raffert. Over to Bulduk. Cross near side to Denti. Denti shot, rebound, big leg pad save there by Bennett. Picked up by Minnesota as the power play ends. Gould bring it up near side. McLean shot, big rebound. Shaw keeps it out of the net. 17-12 left to go in the contest. Denti with the puck behind the goal. Stops, brings back the far side. Not the Gary Larson cartoon, but the far side of the net as Minnesota chases the puck down to their own end. Atkins chasing. He gets to a loose puck. Can't quite get it corralled. Trying to stuff it home is Cooper. Covered up by Bennett. And a bunch of pushing and shoving. As they're getting over on top of Denti. A lot of pushing and shoving. Not really wanting to let go of each other. This is a very contentious game. Cooler heads prevailing, however. No cheap shots, I don't feel. The referees just say, hey, just cool it. Emotional game. Minnesota up 5-1, 16:54 left to go in regulation. We inch closer and closer to that final horn. Rapids, a lot of work to do. Trailing 5-1 over Minnesota. 5-on-5 hockey here has got a face-off. Glove side of Bennett. Playing out the edge of the crease. Face-off controlled by Rapids. Glove saved by Bennett. Shot was going to be wide of the mark, but still makes a stoppage of play. 16:51 to go here left in regulation. Minnesota up 5-1. That clock starting not be a friend of the River Kings now here, is it, Adam?
Yeah, totally not at all. As the time winds down, the River Kings are going to have to be more dominant.
Face off again to the glove side of Bennett. Controlled by the Squatch. Schneider up near side, stops. Tried to hit back out, centering pass to Bowden. Far side. Bring it up, center ice. Ellingson picked up by Rapids. Atkins has it, Denti. Atkins and Bulduk flanking. Rapids into the zone. Glove saved by Bennett. Another stoppage. 16:23 left to go in this contest. At least regulation. Rapids, still plenty of time to get four goals. They Going to have to get moving on it. About one every 4 minutes they're going to have to average. 16, 23 left to go. My math skills aren't good, but I figure that one out for once. As Rapids tried a shot from Lutfulin at the point. He broke his stick, and now Minnesota on the attack. Shot and a goal! That was kind of doomed from the get-go when Lutfulin broke his stick, and he wanted to play interference defense, and then he quick says, no, I need a stick. He makes a run over to the bench, but that was already, the damage was done. Far side by Plank, as he will get the goal for Minnesota. There will be assists on that. He goes up, releases a shot top of the circle, and that beats Shaw on the far side. And that is how we have a 6-1 hockey game, Minnesota over Rapids, as Rapids making a goalie change. Guillaume Turcot making his appearance tonight. As Rapids takes a timeout. Timeout, Rapids. That timeout coming. Oh, I'd say about 3:47 into the third period. And I believe that is the end of Shaw's night. Shaw has made, minus six. That'd be a 14-save night on 20 shots faced. As not the best night for Shaw, he'd be the first one to say it. So right now with that timeout, Aiden, what is Coach telling you guys? What will be your guess?
If I'm down there right now as a player, he's definitely telling us that we got to stop playing so far behind. We got to be in their face. We got to be physical, and we have to dominate this last 16 minutes.
Kind of set the stage for tomorrow.
Sure does.
Because that, sure, you always want to win the first one, right?
Yeah, always.
You always want to win both of them, obviously. You don't play a game to lose. But right now, you're playing for the split. No disrespect to Rapids. I think they're going to drop this one 6-1 with 16 minutes left to go as we got a stoppage at the faceoff. When puck shot up into the netting. Lucas Plank on the goal. As assistant Thompson and Wiseman, both on the assists, 3:37 on the goal. So that's how we are where we're at right now as Rapids has the puck, Diamond, across the way to Beauchamp. Beauchamp shot off the tip of the blade of the stick. Rapids trying to hold the zone and try to get some motivation heading into the final minutes of momentum, not motivation. They've got plenty of motivation trailing 6-1, but some momentum. That centering attempt by Ilian, but the defense was there playing its game yet again as Beauchamp sends puck in, and we will be having a stoppage here. Offsides as Ilian was a little bit ahead of the play. A little bit of frustration there. You can see it on the young man's face, but he's not the only one with frustration as River Kings do definitely feel it, and you can see it, but there's still a lot of time to go. 15:30 to go. Center neutral ice faceoff just outside the blue line of Minnesota. Schweitzer in there. Minnesota controls it. Erickson, far side, sends it up. Last touch by Minnesota. No icing. As Turco stops the puck, plays it out in front. Rapids trying to slow it down. Koslov sends it back. Big shot, big rebound by Turco. Picked up by Rapids. Denti up ahead to Schweitzer. Schweitzer stops, sending it through the crease. Nobody home. Minnesota picks up the puck, sends it back out, neutral ice, and even into the Rapids end. Garcia picks it up. He's got two squatch hounding him. Sends it up. Denti. Drop pass to Tudich. He can't get it staying on stick. Tudich still picks it up, breaks it into the zone. Everybody on sides. Sticks kind of tied up there. Shot! Big leg save there. Another shot blocked by the defense. Puck is loose. It's a race for it. And Bonifay has it. He's got the defense. Shot! And it's stopped by Turco. Big stop on a breakout. And that could be your momentum right there for Rapids as there's a stoppage here. 14:28 left to go in the contest. Huge save right there by Turco. He was going against one of the top point getters in the entire USPHL Premier Division, and he stopped him stone cold. As face-off coming to the glove side, Turco won by Minnesota. Allstrand picks it up, center ice. Absfelder, big collision right in front of the Minnesota bench. Rapids holding the zone. Allstrand takes it, shot. Absfelder high slot, and that bounces up into the netting. Another stoppage, 14:05 left to go in regulation. Minnesota getting some changes here. Minnesota feeling good. A lot different body language by the Squatch. You have that at each level of play when things are going well or not going well. Absfelder, he's squaring off against Sinclair. That is controlled by Kerr of the Squatch. Rapids can't hold the zone. Lutflin giving chase, picks up the puck. Gets it up to neutral ice. Ellingson and Schneider getting around Absfelder as Rapids trying to close in on the defense. That's Anderson near side. He's kind of got one opportunity shot. That's turned away side of the defense. Rapids battling down in the corner on the near side. A lot of pucks nowhere there as players got to untangle. 13:30 to go. Picked up by Gould. Gould to Kerr. Collision and back of the goal. Now there's a race for the puck. As Anderson has it, drop pass, then gets kicked back to Anderson. Rapids trying to get something going as there is a penalty being called against Wisconsin Rapids. I believe that's going against Marcus Anderson as he's asking the official, what did I do? And he's saying, no, what you did, a slash, you're going to the box for a slash. As there's been a little bit of talk in here between Kerr and Absfelder, going back to the respective benches. But at the end of the day, still a power play opportunity for the Squatch. Power play coming up. That's at the 16:44 mark. As that's what the call is, a slash. Minnesota back on the power play. Been a trend tonight. They've already scored twice on it. I'm sure they want to make the trifecta and really kind of make a statement here against their fellow number one team atop the standings of the North Division. Both teams came in 48 points. And Squatch really showing something tonight with a 6-1 lead here with just under 13 minutes to go. Rapids trying to kill off this penalty without allowing another tally. Skating around Minnesota, breaking up. Cebulski, near side, drop pass over to Kerr. Kerr can't quite find the puck in his skates. Skating back of the goal. Is now Erickson, high slot, shot right into the belly of Turco. Stoppage of play, 12:26 to go, 1:11 left to go in that skater advantage for the Squatch. Again tomorrow night, get the rematch here, Southwood County Recreation Center. River Kings, Squatch, puck drop, 7 p.m. And hopefully Rapids, for if you're a Rapids fan, let's get the split. Let's get the series split. Or if you're a Squatch fan, hey, let's get the sweep and win the regular season series. So if there is a tiebreaker, you guys have it based on head-to-head. As Rapids really aggressive forecheck here by McNeish as they're trying to get something. As they were trying to, McNeish almost got the puck back down low before Bennett could get back in the goal. Bennett stops the puck behind goal. McNeish giving a lot of pressure. Tudich up at the blue line. Raffert and Beauchamp back at their own blue line. It's kind of a 1-1-2 defense set as Beauchamp can't quite get it out of the zone. Wisen holds his own. Plank tries to get across. Back up, Wisen. Wisen up ahead to Plank. Collision on the far side with Raffert and Plank. Minnesota with the puck, trying to get it right to the slot. No avail. Rapids pushing it outside. Shot, big rebound off the chest of Turco. Then icing the puck is the River Kings. McNeish is Tudich giving chase.
Bennett thought about covering, but then left it in back of the goal. Big collision behind the goal as McNish has to get, picks up the puck. He has it. Squatch player trying to get up, and he does. Shot about the slot from Greisland. Shot up into the netting and stop. It's a play. 11:06 to go as Nelson, or Wisen, excuse me, for the Squatch. He's a little slow. He got hit hard, grabbing his jaw a little bit, so he's got to have a seat and just make sure he's okay. I hope he is. Don't want to see anybody get hurt. As we come up, 11:06 left to go in regulation. 6-1, Squatch over the Kings. As we have a whistle. A little bit of hard words between the Squatch and the River Kings. As we have Sinclair and Obstfelder having words.